We're going to get started with our next track, which is around governance. And our first session on governance is going to address what policies your organization needs to be effective. And I think we heard pretty much in all of the sessions today, no matter what the topic, how important it is to have these policies in place and followed. So in order to illuminate us on this topic, we have Darren Moore, who practices with Borland, Wall & Wenzel in Fort Worth. His practice focuses on representation of nonprofit organizations and social enterprises, among other things. And I've had the wonderful pleasure of working with Darren on a number of occasions. And also speaking with him is Jeff Scherer from, he's practiced his entire career with the Houston law firm of Pfizer Beck, and Jeff also practiced extensively in the areas of tax-exempt orgs and charitable giving. They did a master class on this topic last year, and so I'm pleased to welcome them to the podium.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for coming. Hopefully you're awake, because this is going to be an exciting topic on organizational policies. We'll probably also, I mean, if you guys can stand it, we'll probably also touch on indemnification and insurance. So just, you know, stay calm. Stay calm, everyone. It's going to be okay. So let me start out by saying, why are we talking about this? The policies, you know, like Carrie was just saying, we just heard it from the AG and regulator session talking about you better have your ducks in a row and your minutes and blah, blah, blah. Those types of policies that remind you to do that are critical. These are the operational guidelines, regardless if you're a foundation or if you're a public charity, to protect and guide the organizations and really to protect the decision makers and the staff of the organization. So they assist in helping you comply with your state law fiduciary duties. They assist in helping you maintain your federal tax exemption. They assist in helping you to maintain a climate of ethical conduct. They help reduce improper behavior. They encourage effective decision making. So these, having the policies, just putting them in place and having some thinking going on about, is this a good policy for us? That is a good governance practice for an organization to think through those processes. So we're going to talk about those policies today. I'm going to let Jeff explain how we're going to go about this.
Because this is such a dynamic topic, we decided that we would do it sort of as a role playing. And I'm going to play the role of a client asking Darren for some advice on governance, but in particular, policies. And my background as the client is I am a board member of a family foundation. And actually, this is happening. This is a real life situation for one of my clients right now. I'm a board member of a family foundation, but I'm also thinking about starting a charity that might have something to do with medical research or something in that area that will likely be a public charity, whether it's 170B1A6 that's publicly supported, or maybe a supporting organization or a medical research organization. So I have some familiarity with conflicts of interest, duties of care, loyalty, policies in general, but you know, the world of private foundations and the world of public charities, they may or may not be the same as it relates to this topic, policies. So,
and our hope in doing it this way is for you to put yourself in these positions as well, particularly for those of you who are advisors to private foundations and public charities, because I think all of us, you know, can listen to and think, what would I do if I were asked that question? So everyone in here is going to have some familiarity with the policies that we're talking about. Spoiler, we're not going to talk about anything, I don't think, that any of you are not going to have heard of, dealt with. So I hope you'll use this to gain maybe some new insight, but also to think through some of these questions that we're going to be talking through. If a client asks you those same questions, how might you answer?
So Darren, my trusted attorney at this point in time, are there certain types of policies that my private foundation that I'm currently serving on must have, this potential charity that I'm setting up must have, And are there other types of policies that I think they should have, whether they have to have them or not? And why would I have to have them? Is there something federally mandated or state law mandated that says I have to have a certain type of policy?